I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Jai? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, what's up? Welcome to Chocolate City Radio with your girl, Chalk Mommy. Woo, this has been a long-ass week for me. Sorry about Wednesday. I had some family issues I had to tend to. So, you know, just bear with me. We're going to have the domestic violence show next Wednesday. This Wednesday coming up, we have the Illuminati show. That show is going to be crazy. Trust me, that show is going to be crazy. Also, I'm able to go back to my old schedule, y'all, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. I have a new schedule at work, so that's a good thing, which means that I'll be able to keep up with my 9:30 shows again. Sorry, we've been bouncing all over the place, but this work schedule works for me. I can get back to my normal schedule with you guys and do what we do best. So, you know, tonight's, you know, it's Slow Jam Sundays, but we also, me and Ashton, have been talking about a situation that happened a couple weeks ago in New York with the bikers on the highway in New York, and, you know, with them stopping and the motorists feeling threatened and running over the bikers, and then they chasing his ass down and fucking him up, and, you know, was the bikers going too far? Were they bullying people? Did you feel like they was justified? And, you know, me and Ashton, we don't see eye to eye. That's why I love her. Ooh, excuse me. I've been sleeping all day. And that's what makes the show good, because we don't have to agree with each other. You know what I'm saying? She got her opinion. I got my opinion. Everybody else got their opinion. That's what makes the show so lovely. So when she was telling me about it, and I'm like, what? I'm a biker. I love bikes. I love bikers. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I do know that sometimes the ass can be aggressive and what how they do their shit, like on the highway, taking off 0 to 70 in like 30 seconds. You know, is it something sexy about a biker when he got his mat? Is it something sexy about a biker to me, point blank, period? I don't know what it is. But, you know, are they too aggressive on the highway? Are they road bullies? You know, what are your take on it? Hey, Ashton.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Girl, I'm tired. I got a nap in and whatnot and woke up, had a nice book, woke up to a text message. And it made me be like, you know what, I am such a brat, you know what I'm saying? Then had a conversation, and then, you know, I'm okay. I'm a brat. That's all I can say is I own my shit. I'm a brat. I'm a little needy this weekend. I don't know why. Maybe because I need some sleep. You know, once I get my sleep, I might be all right. And I just got a lot of other shit going on in my life. And every now and then you want someone to just, like, rub your back and be like, baby, it'll be okay, but not from a long distance, but from, you know, you roll over and you look at them, and I'm not getting that right now. So I'm being a bitch about it. And, you know, it was broken down to me, and I understand things better. And we'll talk later. But I'm excited about the biker situation because we have been talking about this. And for me, I had a different view than what you had. And it was like we was having these debates before I'm going to work. We mean, I get to work, I leave the house early, me and you talking, and I'm like, okay, you tell me what you think. I'm like, well, you know, I feel like this. And you'd be like, no, I feel like this. And I'm like, oh, girl, this is getting good. I can't wait to do a show about this. Because at the end of the day, everybody got their own opinions about I call them the highway warriors. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like the shit that they do. I saw, when we talked, I hadn't saw the video. So then right. I looked at the video, and I was like, damn. And I'm like, okay, they were wrong for how they just cornered him or, you know, just did what they did as far as the stopping and the driving. But yes. I feel like the driver straight violated because not once did those bikers get off their bike and come up to him in an aggressive way that felt like, oh, they're about to whoop my ass. You know what I'm saying? Whatever was thrown out the, the sunroof, supposedly, we wasn't there. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that the dude had the biker cam, Vic up seat or whatever, I was like, okay. You know, this was a Sunday ride. It wasn't one bike club. It was a bunch of bikers from different areas from what I've been reading up on and what I was told, and it was a nice ride. All the clubs got together and they was just riding out. And then what the fuck happened to make a nice ride turn so bad, so quick, and fucking life changing for the bikers that got ran over? And I'm just like, okay. I feel like, okay, the biker should be charged after they slashed the man's tires and whooped his ass in front of his kids. But I also feel like that motherfucker should have been charged, too, because you ran over bikers. They did not come up to you and do what they did after you did what you did. You know what I'm saying? They were just being bullies. So my thing is, it's okay for you to feel like, oh, I'm about to be bullied on the highway, so let me run these motherfuckers over. So then it's like opening up the fucking book to, okay, you know what, if a biker is too close to me, if a biker does this, I feel threatened, guess what, I'm going to use my car as a weapon, and I'm going to hit his ass. That's sort of like how with the George Zimmerman shit. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody want to be like, they want to stand their own, they want to stand their ground. So I just feel like Tommy Lee should have been arrested. I'm sorry. Jerry Lee Cousin should have got arrested.
I mean, I've been on someone's bike before, and I've been in someone's Range Rover before. I've driven vehicles before, a child, and I know that if anything was in the thought of trying to bully me or trying to inflict any kind of harm or any kind of intimidation in front of me and my child, I'm going to mama bear on their asses, and they're just going to regret it. Like, so I don't know, you know, how that man felt, how his wife felt, how his child felt. I could only go about how I would feel if I was on the Hudson Highway driving down, and next, you know, 40 fucking bikes is surrounding me, and one is cutting me off real slow and stopping. So in order for me not to hit him and, you know, hit his bike and cause him harm, I have to stop. And you're stopping on a highway for whatever reason. You know, what the fuck is one to do? Like, they called the police. You know what I'm saying? They called the police. The police got there when they got there, if they got there. But I'm not waiting on no police to make sure my daughter lives another minute. I'm just not.
Technically, all Chinese people are afraid of black people anyway. So have you ever gone into a hair store? If you don't go in there a lot and form a relationship with them, they automatically think you're going to do something to them. They automatically think you're going to rob them, this, that, and the third. So how do we know this wasn't a case of he was already prejudiced against black people? Because most Chinese, Japanese people are. So how do we know he just wasn't looking for an excuse to run a black motherfucker over?
Most of them weren't black. They weren't all black.
They wasn't they race either.
They weren't all black. You know what I'm saying? They weren't all black.
Right. Dude, so
how would you know with them in helmets? And
yeah,
I mean,
so you just assume. I mean, I don't know. I'm just being funny because, you know, when you go to them Chinese
stores, I don't play devil's advocate, and it's great. You know, but my thing is that I don't give a fuck what color you are. You don't run up on me when I have my kid. That's just plain and fucking simple. You know? And
but
if I'm calling police on some...
Didn't they just stop? They didn't really run up on him. They just stopped.
One of them cut him, and how close he was, you know, how close he was to the truck, that was kind of way too close. I wish a nigga would, is how I feel about
it. From what I read, the tires, the slashing didn't come to after he ran over the bikers. Definitely,
I mean, you know what it is for me, when I see that, okay, they're going to do what they got to do because it's a whole bunch of them together, so they're going to showboat or whatever, antagonize this man in his truck. Okay, fine. You know, they may not see nothing wrong with that. But when that nigga ran over that biker because he was trying to get away from them, they didn't feel they did any wrong. That's where the problem started for them. They don't see how they put that nigga in a situation. They don't see that. They just see he ran somebody over. We have a problem. We got to beat this nigga's ass now because we didn't do nothing for him to get ran over. You understand what I'm saying?
No, they did.
Let me ask you a question.
You can't just box everybody over like that. You just can't box people in because, you know, I feel like they was on the box of men, but to actually just run over people, you should have blew your horn. You should have did something, but
right.
I just feel bad.
Should have blew his horn. I'm sure he was calling the police.
But where's the 911? Like, there is, like, from the articles that I've read, don't no article mentions he called 911.
Yeah, there is one, and it was mentioned that he called four times.
In his defense, why haven't they released the records? Because they immediately released the 911 records when George Zimmerman called and stuff like that. When people
you'll hear that when them. Trial comes, when it's trial time. You're not going to hear that right now because they still investigating and whatnot. I mean, listen, they're gonna do biker things. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? But if you targeting me, it's gonna be a fucking problem.
It's gonna be a fucking. You got a little attitude, so it's always gonna be a problem.
Yeah, so I can only imagine Kung Fu Legend over there in the Range Rover, like, oh my God, these niggas think they're gonna really can corner me. Like, we not doing that. Now with my kid up in here.
I mean, I feel you on that, but I'm just like, I don't know. To like,
listen, if I follow
over people,
measures, if I follow all measures for me and my child's safety, and I had somewhere to go, and you telling me that because you feel like cornering me on the fucking highway where it's supposed to be moving traffic, that I'm gonna have to deal with that until you ready to move or until you ready to finish fucking with me? Like, come on, are you serious? Now they're saying that somebody threw something out the sunroof.
Yeah, like at the sunroof. They don't know if it was like the wife, the child, or the actual husband.
Okay. So what were they doing? Trying to stop the man and say, hey, no littering on the highway? What were they doing?
See, I don't know because, like, depending on what it was, if it was like a little bottle of Gatorade, I mean, it could hit you in your face and, you know, it could make you spill out whatever, you know. That could have been a concern because when you are driving on a bike, the things as a, like, for a motorist, if you throw something out your window, like a bottle or a can, right, and you throw it out, it's different when you throw it out the side window on the passenger side if you're riding close to the, if you're in that last lane or something. But when you throw shit out your sunroof, it has, you know, it's gravity, so it's going to travel back and it's going to either hit your car, hit your window, hit you, or hit the pavement.
Yeah, just like a cigarette, just like paper, just like a tire, just like a mattress on somebody's truck, anything. Yeah, you're
and
right.
When
it's going to hit.
Coming at you, the first
okay,
thing you'll
but
do
that
is,
makes
like,
you
break.
Makes you a boss to sit there and say, okay, you throwing shit out your window, so we all, because you put us all in danger, so we all just going to stop you on a Hudson. What if you was
you
the
know,
car behind
I hate Fred.
The
I hate
madness?
Fred. Somebody that you saw, I will roll up and like, what the fuck is your problem if they won't roll down their windows? And I'll just be right beside them like, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's what people do.
You
do when, what if you was
behind a
situation? You know what I'm saying? You dig into your glove compartment for your Twix bar or some shit, and then you fucking look up, and there's like 1,000 asses on bikes in your face because they stopped, like, on the hood.
Okay, are you asking Pam or are you asking Chuck Mommy?
Pam first.
I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, what I miss? Now, Chuck Mommy, oh, shit, a bunch of bikers? Word? Ooh. Hey, can I pull over and hide? I need a ride. I ain't roll in a minute. I mean, y'all giving out free rides. Damn, them colors looking nice. What's your name? How you doing? Ooh, really? Okay. Now, that's a shock moment.
I'm not worried about that.
I can't be around a whole bunch of bikers. Because, I mean, shit, y'all could be breaking the law. But because y'all own y'all bikes, y'all looking good. Can I get a ride? Can I get a number?
Right. So then,
now,
I mean,
Pam's
going
to be like, okay,
they just
the
have
fuck?
To, everybody should have thought a little bit more. Is what I'm saying. Everybody should have thought. Everybody
but,
acted
you know,
on aggression.
They thinking ain't they strongest suit.
Right. So you know.
Drinking ain't they strongest suit. So I have to sit here and watch. Yeah, you know what y'all doing? What y'all up to? Did y'all just rob somebody? Is this like a porn in a movie? Like what did I miss? Oh, I see something on my window. Y'all just going to block me in like that? I mean, that should have, if y'all going to do that, y'all should have had a spokesperson come up and be like, excuse me, sir, you threw something out your window, and it was potentially dangerous. You could have fucked us up. Can you be more
right,
mindful?
But remember, you, like you said, there was more than one club.
Yeah, so, you know, hey. I'm just saying, like, they need to be a little more, they should have been more considerate about how they did that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it,
right.
You know? So I'm a firm believer on that. So, damn, I won't hurt the call in. Because Hurts got some crazy ass ways. Hold on. So, then, hold on, let me hit up Mo, because Mo normally calls in, because I know Mo got plenty of shit to say on fucking Vikings, because he's just like, they ain't about to stop.
They what?
They ain't about to stop. I think it's...
No,
it's about to be worse. I'm glad I don't live in New York. I'm glad I don't drive in New York. I will keep getting there how I get there, and I will keep getting on the subway, because I love the subway. And I have a subway fetish. I love being on that bitch and seeing all the different little people and everything like that. But y'all ain't ever going to catch me driving on y'all highways because y'all are crazy drivers. Y'all are aggressive. Y'all have road rage for no reason. And y'all
but you're driving
dangerous.
Atlanta.
Huh?
You're driving Atlanta,
no.
Don't you? You don't?
Yeah, I've driven in Atlanta. I've driven in Cali. I've driven in Florida, I-95, you know what I'm saying, Miami and stuff like that. Nothing can compare to the fucking highways of New York. For one, the motherfucker's raggedy.
Yes.
So, for one, when you take your car up there from a different city, when you come back, your fucking shit going to be fucked up. So, I don't
fuck
with
you need a lot of
highways. They're crazy. Mm-hmm. You got to be, like, mentally challenged to fit in on the highways of New York. So, you know, summertime up until it gets, like, cold and the snow is coming, Vikings is going to be off the fucking chain. I don't got nothing. I just thank goodness that I'm not going to be there to partake in any of that. You know, what y'all do is what y'all do. Just be safe. Motorists, please don't run over the bikers. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not nice. I need everybody to share the road. Everybody to share the highway. Not that it's going to happen. I mean, in a perfect world, yes. But now it's just made it worse because now it's like, now bikers is going to feel like, okay, it's a conspiracy. Especially if this motherfucker don't get charged.
Right.
Especially with the dude that, is he going to be paralyzed or was the surgery able to repair the damage?
Was what?
Is the dude going to be paralyzed or was the surgery able to repair the damage that was done?
Oh, I don't even know. I heard he may be paralyzed.
Like paraplegic. So me personally, just on that alone, he got to be charged because if not, that's like, okay, you can run over motherfuckers and cripple them and you have no responsibility because what happens with the medical bills and everything like that?
Right.
It would have been different if he did something on his own merit and he caused the accident, but he was ran over. So, I mean, I feel like Jet Li cousin need to get charged.
Yes.
Hey,
especially since he had a suspended license. He wasn't supposed to be in that situation in the first place. Like, clearly you don't have your license because you don't know how to drive or you just don't deserve it for whatever reason. But you wasn't supposed to be in that situation in the first place.
But it's giving bikers a bad name. But my thing is, what the fuck is all these different clubs doing to where cops had to go undercover to, like, see what the fuck they doing? That's my number one question.
Yeah, that's the underlying point.
Where the hell Mo at? He raised his hand. Mo?
What up?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Nothing. You know we had to include you on this one.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, my thoughts as a biker, he need to be charged. But at the end of the day, I just feel like everybody needs to take responsibility for their own actions. And
if you do it, own it. I agree.
As far as bikers out here, they put us in a fucked up predicament because police are harassing us. and it's fucking up our way of life right now. So at the end of the day, it was a reaction to an action. You understand? And you would have beat a nigga ass too if he didn't hang your man over with a bike. But you want to beat him to the extent and you want to videotape it. That's the bullshit that's going down. I wouldn't have videotaped it. I would have fucked him up and been able to have to find evidence, you know, stating that I fucked up. And it's to the point where they still locking bikers up. They locked a bike up last night. Came to his house, locked him up. They still locking bikers up. Then the China dude, he got power because his family is in high places. So at the end of the day, they're making the case seem like it's self-defense. And then if you put yourself in that predicament and you put yourself in the driver place, me even as a biker, if a bunch of dudes is around me, I'm a different story. I'd have shot one of them niggas, but... I was shot one of them niggas, but like I said, it is a terrible story because it's causing a couple of pirate bikers, that's what we call them, when they have colors.
What'd you say?
Because a bunch of pirate bikers is messing up us legit bikers. We're being harassed, we're being, you know, a lot of people, a lot
yeah,
of
I can understand that.
A lot of law enforcement is messing with us, you know, et cetera, et cetera. He's not going to go to jail, though, because it's causing the videotape, the claim is self-defense. And because the way they chopped and screwed the video, it looked like self-defense to any attorney. So any attorney would take that case and eat it up, you know?
Even the fact that he has a suspended license?
Yeah, because he got family in high places. He's a computer tech. He got money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He got money, got family in high places. So he's not, because it made us look real bad. It made us look like we was the savage ones, you know? It made us look like we all outlaws or we all gangs or we all gangbangers because we got our colors. And if you really check out... If you really check it out, it was only a few people with cuts on. All the other bikers didn't have no colors, so you know the independent people are not being affected by it. Now they coming at us with colors, you know. And it's sad. Talking about we can't ride with more than five. I got 12 bikers in my
car.
Wow. All 12 of us can't ride together. We got to ride five apiece. That don't make no sense, you know.
Okay.
And
yeah,
these,
you're right.
These drivers, what they're doing now is if they see bikers on the highway, they're making prank calls talking about they're scared for their life.
Mm-hmm.
Three, seven guys in Long Island got arrested riding together.
Yeah, that's true.
They're scared for their life, but they let some guys go at the precinct. But, you know, Long Island want to be down, so they put it on the news and made it look like, you know, another biker event. But yet they got a video out with a state trooper pulling over bikers, telling them that the China man that got beat up got family in high places who put an order out on bikers to harass them.
So wow. So they paying the police to harass more bikers?
They're not paying them. The fucking guy uncle is the big boss of the state troopers. So now
we
see the other side of the fence. Now, you know? It's giving people, it's making, you know, we just lost a bike the other day, like a good last week, last Saturday. Nobody knows what really happened to him. All we know, he was on the highway. And he crashed and he was at a party with us, and, you know, that was the last time we saw him. So it's like, we don't know. These people could cut you off and all these bikes. I was talking to my friend last night, and she's an attorney, and she was siding with the Range Rover driver because she had an incident where she was trying to get to work and you had a bunch of bikers willing on the highway. And like I explained to her, so if you had a bunch of cars on the highway, you're going to be that impatient? You're going to try to run a car over? You know,
right.
You have vehicles registered and insured. So we got rights to the road just as much as anybody else. If you see Ms. Daisy driving on a highway real slow, you just going to bump her car out the way? So if a biker want to ride on his bike slow, long as he keep moving, long as he's not stopping traffic, he don't have to speed because he's on a motorcycle, you know? If you got 100 cars on the highway, what make you think
you could just run cars over. You can't. So if you got 100 bikes on the highway, this shit is stupid, and it's annoying, and the story is getting out of hand, and it's really affecting us bikers out here. We're going to have to stick by it, and we need the support of the non-haters, because you got a lot of bikers, a lot of drivers that's haters. They got to sit in traffic with the white line, you know? At the end of the day, we don't want a white line, but yeah, we do want a white line, but we have sport bikes. They overheat. Anybody that's out there as a biker, you sit in traffic too long, your bike is overheating. You understand? It gets hot because the engine constantly running. So you got to give that bike some kind of win. And the manufacturers should put the petitions out there to let these streets know. And then again, why not give us a bike lane? You're giving all these pedal bike lanes out here. Give us a bike lane. If we're that bad, it's a bike lane. You got a hove lane. You know what I mean? You got pedal bike lanes. How about the motorcyclists? You hate us so much. Give us a bike lane. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to stop us. We pay taxes. I pay insurance on my truck and my motorcycle. They don't stop taking the payments. I register my motorcycle and my car all the time. They don't stop us from making payments, you know?
So have y'all ever petitioned for a bike lane?
We didn't, for simple fact of, I mean, it'd be crazy. I mentioned it, but that's kind of wild. You see one single bike lane, no cars allowed. You'll see motherfucking bikes feeling like they on racetrack. we gonna come around that motherfucking curve and make
it gonna be an issue.
You know, but at the end of the day, these bikers is not harming nobody. My bike cannot hurt your car. Understand that you can hurt me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The whole shell. Only thing I'm riding is a bicycle with an engine. I have no protection but my helmet. You know, for you to hate me that much that you want to run me over because I own a motorcycle, that's ridiculous. Hey, get out there and learn. Get it? You know, experience what we experience. You know. But we're gonna overcome it. Next year is gonna be dead. The reason it's a big deal now because it's. Y'all know next month is election. You understand? So all these politicians are sucking off this story. They've been using it in their advertisement. You know what I mean? That's all. They sucking off the story. As soon as they get elected, all this shit is going to get it. They ain't going to get two kids about the China group. They ain't going to get two kids about the bikers. But right now, that's the story of the year. So they're going to run with it because it's election time, you know?
That's now, how is the police department dealing with the fact that, you know, they had people there that were undercover and they ended up having to arrest them and stuff? Because I'm like, what the fuck were these bikers doing where Internal Affairs felt like they needed to go undercover to be one of them?
Story. Like, even in my club, I got cops in my club. You understand? They wasn't on the job. They're part of the, you know, they're riders. So they wasn't undercover with the bikers like a drug sting. They was off duty. Everybody had careers. You understand? Like, they made it look like we gangs and we just, like, everybody got a career. 9 out of 10, you know, 90% of them are cops, lawyers, judges, you know? I can't ride my
bike.
But
no, in the article, there were some that were actually undercover.
Meaning he was undercover, meaning you can't blow his cover on the news. For his case he's working on. Not that he was undercover with the bike. You understand? He was an independent biker who's an undercover detective. So if you put him on the news and say, detective this, how can
I see what you're saying.
So that's what he was saying. He wasn't under, it wasn't no sting against the bikers. You know? Out of 100 bikers there, you had about a good 40 city workers. Because they ride motorcycles. This is what they do. This is part of their life. You know? That's what they enjoy doing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is part of their life. They're bikers, you know? Now they are anti-bikers. Now you don't want to see no motorcyclists. You don't want to see no motorcyclists on the highway. It's ridiculous. I'm going to tell you like this, and like I say on Facebook, and I tell them on the news, a motherfucker hit me, I'm going to beat this shit out of him. You got road rage, I got street rage, bottom line. I don't give a fuck about a gang, yang, or Wu-Tang. I don't give a fuck who your family is. You harm my life, I'm going to hurt you, and that's it. You understand? I'm not thinking twice. I'm not saying, well, what happened to Johnny? Do no, nigga. He's gonna be another example. Another example. Especially if you try to hit it on my motorcycle. So whoever listening out there, and you're a crazy motorist. You understand? I'm a crazy nigga. That's about that. That's it. I don't give a fuck, and thank God I wasn't there, because, yes, y'all, Chocolate would have been on the show talking about we need money to get more lawyers. Because I'd have beat the shit out of him. They wouldn't have need all of them to jump him, because I'd have whipped his fucking ass. You understand?
Oh, damn. And you was dead-ass serious.
I whipped his fucking ass like he stole something from my baby. Y'all know what kind of ass-whooping that is? A nigga steal something from your baby? That's an ass-whooping to remember.
That
you know?
It is.
So
that it is. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just crazy because, you know, me and Action, like, we were talking about it, and I was like, because I be working so much, so I missed it. So then when I went and looked at it, I was like, oh, shit. And I was just like, he should be arrested because to me it feels like it's going to send a signal. Like, okay, and even Hart said the same thing that, okay, if we feel threatened, we can run over a biker.
Hertz is right. But you ain't going to catch Hertz. They ain't going to run Hertz over.
Told me how they fucked them up down here and made it hot for the chapters here and in Winston-Salem. And, you know, I'm like, wow, he really is an outlaw.
He's a fucking beast on that motorcycle. They not catching him. You know, I just hate for the people that's riding with them that can't ride because Hertz is out. You ride with Hertz, and I said it on the radio in front of everybody. If you ride with Hertz, you understand? If you don't know how to get away from the cops, don't ride with him because he going to tear that highway up, and if you be boo-boo the fool, to sit back and wait. You know?
That's wow. My brother.
But now we all, you just keep the bikers in your prayers because it's going to be a crazy summer next year, you know? And, you know, I hope to God that we get through this because these people are out for blood. And at the end of the day, you know, it's not worth it. You can have a little hybrid Mini Cooper car and you tap a biker, he's dead. You understand? These people don't get that through their head. If I see a bike, I move out the way. You know, he's on a fucking bike. He can't. That's like seeing a kid on a pedal bike. I'm going to run him over because I'm impatient. You serious?
Nah, you got to. You just got to, like, either wait till you can get over or whatever. That's just like an old-ass lady driving in the fast lane. You can't bump that bitch. You just got to wait till you can see, find the opening and get the fuck over.
Yeah, but they don't see it that way. They see us as menace to society. You understand?
Oh, some of y'all are. And I ain't even going to front. Some of y'all are.
Listen, that's everything. I got niggas in cars that's crazy as fuck. You understand? So what's the difference? That individual to that individual. Everybody shouldn't have to take the weight because of certain individuals. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree, but sometimes, and this is just me, when I'm riding, especially when I'm driving long distance or whatever, and you have bikers that just be zooming in and out, I just be like, yo, that is so dumb. Like, you could fucking hurt yourself. You could, you
it's
know,
not.
When you do that, if somebody's not paying attention, that's how shit happens.
Yeah, but it's not. Believe you me, them bikers that's doing that is very experienced. They're not dumb. Just like,
but you got some dumb bikers, you know that. You have some dumb bikers that been looking at movies, they've been looking at Biker Boys and Throttle, and they felt like they could do some of that shit, and then they tried on the highway.
Okay, if you see a biker doing a wheelie, believe you me, he's well experienced, because it's hard enough to ride on two wheels. See a nigga doing on one wheel, you know he ain't no joke, you know what he's doing. You understand what I'm saying? You see a nigga slip on his feet, wheeling down the block, you know he know what he's doing. You understand?
Yeah,
so,
you have those that have gotten experience, but then you have some that just got their bike and feel like they got to impress people, so they do dumb things. They get careless.
They don't do,
and
I don't
I'm
think
sure,
it's, to impress, it's not to impress people. It's to impress themselves. Because if we're all bikers, I love to see bikers willies. I like to do willies myself, the little half a willie that I do. You know what I mean? I ain't standing on no feet. I ain't sitting on no damn seat. I'm too old for that shit. My bones are a little bit different than theirs. You know, so it's a great experience. Instead of hating, just get down with it. Get a bike. Get out there and ride. You experience the same. And I can't get no bike. He's 33 years old. He's Chinese. He got money. He probably got a bike him damn self. He just got road rage. You know?
And then everybody saw you get your ass whooped on national TV.
Yeah, listen. But look at the charges. Shit, niggas got $200,000 bail being charged with. Never been in a gang in their life, but being charged with a gang assault. Charge me with assault. Don't charge me with gang assault. That's crazy. Assault. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Damn, they got some bonds like I used to get. Damn, they in the 100 grand club. What?
You stupid.
I'm just saying, I done had a couple $100,000 bonds. I know how they feel, but you know, damn. 200,000.
You ain't getting that. Well, a lot of them guys that was on that ride and got locked up was Italian. They bailed out real quick.
Damn, Gina.
I can't stay on for the whole show. I'm going to hit y'all next time. You heard? Hello?
I mean, I just want to hear bikers, you know, talk about that because, I mean, I'm a biker. I have a bike fetish. You know, I love bikers. You know, I want to get smashed on one. But I just felt like, you know, not all of them are bad, and I just, you know, I know you're very passionate about riding, and then I read some of the stuff that Hurt sent me, and I couldn't do nothing but laugh, and then after you just said what you said about him, I can't do nothing but doubly laugh and know that it's true, you know what I mean? Hurt is as passionate about riding as you are, but he crazy. He own it. He's very experienced.
That's his life, very. That's what he do, so you think somebody won you to take their life off of something that they love to do because you have road rage? Come on. No, let it go, Keisha Cole. Get over it. But I'm going to leave on this note. To all them motorists out there, you see me on my bike, you cut me off. You understand? Just be prepared. I'm not taking shit, so the news might not hear about it. You're going to get your ass whipped hard. You understand? That guy, he lucky he got a face. He lucky I wasn't there. But on that note, I'm out. Y'all have a blessed night. I'll speak to y'all next week.
Enjoy your night.
All right.
Mo is retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Mo is retarded. But I would really like to experience what it's like to be on the back of a bike with Hurts.
I bet.
Because Hurts is so funny to me. But, like, just the fact that he bought that life, that shit is so fucking sexy. And to actually have met him, and he's such a good protector. He's such a good man. Like, damn. And from what I heard, he's a good fucker, you know?
What?
Yes, girl, he called into the show and was, boy, he was backshotting the hell out of somebody. And I wanted to tell him to pull that bitch hair and go deep, but that shit had me like, what? That's how you giving it up? And I didn't hit that. What the fuck? I did last year. What? Damn. That's how they do it? Really? I mean, and it's
home girl
about bikers.
Down for it. I so missed that show.
Man, who wouldn't be? Come on. You on the radio. You get to let people know that this nigga, you fucking this nigga and he fucking you proper. What? Shit. You need to be able to call somebody radio show and get broke off by somebody that's properly giving me some dick. What? Ratings will go the fuck up. She getting dick down again. So when we call her.
Right? Let's have a reunion.
Yes. Like, you got to tell me this. You got to tell me. Looks like Hurts is on right now. Let me see. Hurts, is that you?
Yeah, what up, Ma?
Oh, Lord, that voice. Oh, my God, Hurts. Please tell me you're going to be in New York November the 15th through the 17th.
November 15th through the 17th. What's that, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should be. The week... The week after, I'll be out of town.
You going to the pajama? When is the pajama thingy?
It's the week after.
For real?
So we might be going down to Barbados.
Damn. Okay, so Maura, baby, tell me about how you feeling about this bike shit, because you be cracking me up.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, I try to stay neutral because there's two sides to that story. And being a biker, you know, I got a side with them because at the end of the day, any legislation passed is going to affect me and everybody else that rides, not just those that were participants in that act. So my allegiance got to be to them to protect our freedom. But me personally, I'm still going to do what I do. And
I heard you do that very well.
I'm giving it up. You want to catch me? Show me you got skill. I play above 180, and if your car don't go that fast, don't even try it.
Did you say you play above 180?
I play above 180. When them lights come on, it's checkout time. I got a clean CDL. I need a CDL for work. I ain't messing that up with no speeding ticket. So if you think you could catch me, Mr. Law Enforcement dude, come get me. On the streets, I'm pulling over because I ain't doing nothing wrong. But on the highway, you're going to earn that ticket.
Oh, my God. And I said, you have to look at him. When you look at him, you know he is not even playing. He don't play no games. Like, he
yeah,
got this look
down
about
there.
Him.
We came down there to get your sheriff's the business on 40.
How did that even happen? What was y'all doing?
We were just, like, playing around, racing each other. We came up on, like, exit 137, coming in from, like, Burlington, going into Greensboro. He was just sitting in the cut. And by the time we seen him, it was over. It's on. So.
He ain't called for backup?
We ain't giving him a chance. We got four or five exits up and jumped off. Came back to where we had to go local. You can't beat the radio, man. So you keep stay on the straight line if you want, or you're going to get caught. You don't know. If they don't know what exit you got off, they can't call for nothing. They still looking for us on 40. So.
Damn. That is crazy because it's like for me, it's like the biker community or the biker world is very intriguing to me because it's like people make movies about bikers. People feel like bikers are outlaws because, you know, like the Hells Angels, they're always running drugs. They're always doing something bad. When it's like, it's just like a relaxation type of thing.
I can't speak for that side because I'm not an outlaw. You know, we're not outlaws. But, I mean, like, I don't drink. You know I don't drink. I don't smoke. So my high is like, I'm an adrenaline junkie. The fear factor, the what if, clip a mirror at $160, I could die, running from the police, I could die. That's my rush. That's my high.
Really?
You know, that's my high. I love it. You know, especially like if down there. I don't know nothing about down there. You running $160 between cars, my heart's in my throat. I got on T-shirts and shorts, and it's the variable of, it's like having sex in the classroom, in the closet. You know, it might be quick, but it's the best because the unknown, am I going to get caught? It's just hard to explain, man. And when you get away, it's like you just won a championship of the world. You know,
wow.
It's just hard to explain. If you never rode, it's really hard to explain. And I know a lot of people that ride, they sitting there like, yo, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. And I mean, if that's not your ride, ride your ride. I don't sit here and say what I do is right. I know it's wrong. If anything happens to me because of it, then I have to accept the consequences. You know, don't cry for me. Just know that I went out on my terms. If I get locked up, so be it. I did it my way. And I'll deal with that when I have to deal with that. You know? But it's an addiction.
Damn.
It's an addiction. Wow. I don't run from anything. I don't care. Oh, you look like you want to race. Let's race. Yeah, I'm serious. Mono.
That's my nigga right there.
Nah, Mono.
Yeah, because he already said, like, you really about that life. Like, man, like, ain't nobody fucking with you. Like, you was a beast on these streets. You really mm-hmm. do this.
There's a lot of people like that, though. It's not just me. Mono, the supposed 18 made up of a bunch of us that just, when we get on the parkway, we just do what we do. Balls to the wall, traffic, no traffic, police, no police. It's just what we do. That's just the way we ride.
And how long have you been riding?
Like 14 years.
I'm going to be like, how long you been giving back shots? Getting back to the bike thing. Ashley, do you have any questions?
Crazy, so.
I'm just. Hurts is your voice. You do it to me every time, and my daughter used to be like, "Mommy, he is so cute. You should go out with him." Like, she ain't never told me somebody was cute and I should go out with them, but she really had fun that night. Like, you know, that night you sent me back home alone to, you know, not be cuddled or nothing like that. You sent me to the trenches.
I didn't send you home. You said you was going home. I was
you
being a gentleman.
You ain't asking me today.
I was being a perfect gentleman that night.
Yes, you was, but why can you be that animal?
Because I don't want to give all New York dudes a bad name.
You know, they going to have it regardless. It don't matter.
But I wanted to show you that there is some good guys.
So now that you showed me that.
If it's meant to be, it'll be. You know what I mean? I don't rush nothing.
Well, I'm coming to New York.
I
can't wait. Oh, no, you have been, like, one of those dudes, like, no matter what, you have been, like, the perfect G for real. And it's like, I just hate that every time I come to New York, we never get to hang out. But we're going to hang out this time. Like,
yeah, I got you.
You go to strip clubs?
No, but I'll roll with you. Because strippers got that mindset, somebody getting fucked, but it's not me, which means it's me and my money. So.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I got a couple of stripper friends, and that's the game. So you leave out of there, $200, $300 lighter, hard dick, no pussy. That's not my kind of fun.
Well, yeah, you are right. But I think I might wanna swing on a pole one of them nights.
No, I mean
that's
I'll
like
go with
fantasy.
You. I'll go with you.
Aww,
the first time, for everything.
Huh?
First time.
Yeah,
for everything.
It is like, you know, to hang out in your neighborhood and everything. Because I'm gonna get there early Friday morning. Because you get off work in the wee hours, right?
Yeah, you know me, I'm a house nigga, I work late.
Yeah, so, you know, by the time I wake up from my nap and Ashton then took me somewhere to get some food and everything, the only engagement that I have is that Saturday to go to Riker's son's football game. Lincoln
okay.
High School, I want to think, or something like that. I'm coming up there to show my support for my friend and his son is doing the damn thing, and I always told Kendall that I would come check out one of his games before he graduates, and this is his senior year, and I like to be a woman of my word and just hang out with my friends. I just want to hang out with my friends, and, you know,
who,
if I have to have
mommy moments. Lincoln?
Yeah.
Oh, they doing a dead thing this year.
Yeah. So I gotta go show my support because his dad has supported me for years. And I'm like, if I'm down with you and there's something dealing with you, your family, your offspring, and it's important, if I can be there, damn it, I'm coming. Because I just feel like support is just like when you support somebody and you can physically make it and share in their joy, that makes your bond that much more stronger. That's why I was so mad I couldn't make it to that annual thing. I was so fucking sick. I was like, man, this is a fucking, I was mad because I had been thinking. I was like, yes, I'm going. Then I had got sick with that little cold, and I was popping pills and everything, and I'm like, man.
Just pop a Molly?
And then it started raining. No, I'm never going to pop a Molly. I have tried X back in the day, but I don't know what the fuck it is about Molly. They got motherfuckers doing little cartwheels and shit on the pavement saying, what the fuck? Got dudes running around butt-ass naked trying to pull their dick off. Trinidad James, they say nothing about that shit. All he said is he popped the Molly and
popped
he was
the Molly, sweating.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you trying to pull your dick out? You're like, ow.
That video was funny. He said, man, you go to my mama's house, I'm going to whip your ass.
And what's crazy is one of my friends put that video up because everybody was sharing it. His family contacted her. The sister was really nice and was like, they trying to get him some help, and could she please take that video down because it was, like, very hard for the family to see that. And my
not
friend
me.
Was like,
I'd be
cool.
Like, hell no. You see how many shares I got?
The brother wasn't nice. The brother came off on some old rah-rah gangster shit, and they flagged her page. So she wasn't able to post for 12 hours, and they took the video down. But hell, half y'all family was recording that shit anyway. I'm sorry. I don't know what's in the Molly, but it got people tripping.
They say it's,
it got to a first class
crack,
ride to the hospital.
Ecstasy, bath salt. I don't know.
I mean, every time I tried ecstasy, it ain't have me tripping. The only time it made me trip is I was in an honest frame of mind, and I couldn't tell a lie about nothing. So everybody that I lied to, I called and told the truth.
Damn.
Even my boyfriend that had just left to go on a business trip, and I had another nigga come to the hotel that we were staying at, I called him and told him. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot stop telling the truth. I couldn't go to sleep, and I couldn't lie.
That's what's up. So don't lie.
That was the worst.
Yeah, you shouldn't lie anyway.
What? Back then,
so
I don't lie now.
You, grown-ass woman.
I wasn't back then. I mean, shit from a teenager. Like, I had an honest moment. Everybody I ever lied to, I was calling that night telling the truth.
That's what's
up. Like, it's like I had to set shit right. I'm like, mm-mm. But the first time sex was on point. I ain't going to, I'm like, ooh, shit, yes. I took a half of a half.
I did that shit one night. I had a call. You know how you get that, you reflect back on all the fucked up shit you did?
Yes.
And I just picked up the phone and started calling everybody like, yo, I fucked up. That was my fault. You know, if you don't want to accept my apology, I know. And a lot of those chicks I called was like, yo, you want to tell me something? You dying or something? Like, no, I'm not dying. This ain't my deathbed confession. I'm just clearing the air. I said, I ain't doing that shit no more.
No, because you'll be looking at you like, what? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm
like,
saying? So I just like, man, fuck, if I lied to you, damn it, if you believed it, then you just fucking believe it. I ain't about to change shit. I'm not about to clarify nothing. It is what it is. Fuck it. Like, no. But now I don't lie because I feel like if you lie, then shit is fucked up. It's like when you lie, you got to remember the lie that you told and you got to keep
Absolutely.
Adding to it. It's like you got to make a story where if you tell the truth, either a motherfucker going to fuck with you or they not going to fuck with you and it ain't even going to matter. They going to respect you because you kept it hot.
That's how it is.
Bill, I'm fucking you, Jerry, Mike, Tom, and Danny. I'm putting you all in a rotation, but I just want you to know you're not the only person I'm fucking. So if you can agree to the terms and conditions of sharing the pussy, then we can continue to fuck. Because you made a conscious-ass decision to fuck me knowing that I'm fucking four other different dudes.
But if you do that, you can't change. Like, that person can't come back later and be like, oh, well, this, that, and the other. No, I told you what it was from up front. So...
Disclosure is everything. When you put everything up on the table at the beginning, a motherfucker makes a decision to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And they can't change that. Ashton is very big on disclosure. She tell people straight up what it is.
No,
they
it takes care of all the bullshit.
Yes.
It alleviates all the bullshit. And not just that, it gives that person the choice to decide, do I want to put up with this? I'm big on karma, so I'm going to keep it like that all the time. I don't want shit coming back to me. I don't felt that shit a couple of times.
Yeah, karma is not a good feeling.
Mm-mm. That's one shit I don't
feeling.
Never want to see again.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So when can we expect another, I want to get you fuck again. I'm just going to keep it all the way honest. I'm just being honest.
Where did that come from?
Ashton?
Ashton.
Yeah.
Ashton, you heard it?
She probably got her phone on mute, but she's still on the line. Now I got to go back and remember what show it was. Because
How did she know about it? I don't think she was down about it back then. That was like a minute ago.
You know I had to tell her. Yeah, because you, like, that night was crazy because you was officially giving it up. Like, I wanted to tell you to pull that whole hair. Like, pull her hair, man, dig her down some more. That shit was crazy. I'm just so ratchet.
The good thing about radio is there's no face.
That shit was, like, that was a turn on. I ain't even going to front, like, I could just, like, if I could have watched, oh, my God, like, you know what I'm saying? That'd be crazy, like, shit.
If you would have watched, you'd have to join in.
I would have just sat there and watched and let you do you. Like, you know what? Ooh.
I'd have told her to go over there and do you. You would definitely join in. You laughing, man. I'm dead ass serious.
I know you are. That's why I'm, like, over here with my hand over my eyes, like, oh, God, I'm blushing. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't make me blush. I'm trying not to blush. I'm trying to keep my hard face on. I'm trying to keep my hard face on. Like, So, see, you funny. You funny. But, see, that's why we get along so well.
I'm just me. That's all I can be.
And that's why I respect you so much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I meet so many different people from different walks of life and everything like that. But for you, I respect you so much because you just keep it hot. And the fact that you was being, like, a perfect gentleman. Like, a lot of people don't act like that. Like, you already know how they going to act or how they going to come at me. But that night, you kept away all the riffraff. You kept me right in a nice position where nobody couldn't approach me if they wasn't on their business and everything like that. And that's the one thing. Like they say, first impressions or lasting impressions, that is going to always be a lasting impression.
But
you know,
if I invited you somewhere, then, one, you should be comfortable. Two, you should always feel safe. So if I just let you come in, you just, all right, I'll see you later, like, that's not really being a real good host. So, I'm just happy that you came through.
Yes, that's why I wanted to come again. And I'm like, this shit is like, But you know what? I'm happy that, you know, you'll be in New York when I come. Because it's like some things that I want to do. You already know the kind of food that I like and stuff like that.
Well, if you're going to Lincoln, you're going to be all right.
Because that's in Brooklyn. You're going to be all right.
I was in Brooklyn? I don't know my way around nothing. You know, and it's crazy because I always stay in Queens. Don't ask me why, but I always stay in Queens.
All right.
Crazy, huh? I don't know. Maybe I'm scared to stay in Brooklyn. I mean, I don't know. The last time I stayed in Brooklyn, I didn't get no sleep because the hotel I stayed at must not have been a good hotel because somebody's like, here, stay here. And everything was just too many fights. A lot of people was cheating and got caught.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know what happened. I'm like, yo, there's too many people fighting. So I had to call somebody like, look, do me a favor. I need you to come stay with me because I can't get no sleep. And they came and stayed with me. So, you know, when you ask a nigga to come stay with you, like, one or two things going to happen. They going to be like, okay, I'm here on some protective shit. Or they going to be like, shit, she going to go to sleep. And, damn, she right beside me. Let me see if I can get some. So, I mean, it's just like, it was just like a bad situation. It's just like, you know, why niggas can't sleep beside a bitch and just go to sleep and just do the right thing? And maybe the right, some shit will pop off if you just do the right thing. I'm like, But I'm never, ever going to stay in the Bronx. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just be like, you know, No, every time I go to the Bronx, I always get a bad feeling about the people that I'm visiting. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, if I'm feeling like that about people, then something ain't right. So I'm like, you know what, fuck it. Then I end up going to, I end up going to Long Out. I'll go to Queens, and now I'm enjoying Long Island City because it's right next to the city, and I'm like real close to everything. So
they just put
I'm
up
like,
some new hotels too, some nice hotels.
Where?
Long Island City.
Hold up, hold on, because I'll sit here and be looking at them and change my damn reservation. Because, I mean, me personally, it's like as long as it got a comfortable bed and it got several channels, like, you know, USA, and I can watch some sports, I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, if it's in the hood, I mean, I don't know what the hood is because I don't know New York like that. And it's not like someone has, like, you know what, Chuck, I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to give you a tour of the different little boroughs, so to speak. Like, nobody has ever done that. You know what I'm saying? They just like, why the hell are you staying there? I'm like, why shouldn't I stay there? Like, what's wrong with it? Like, nobody ever tells me.
I mean, where are you flying into?
Probably, I was like, LaGuardia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why you're staying clean. That's smart. But Long Island City's not that far from there. They got, I think it's called the Z in Long Island City. Really nice.
You said the V or the Z?
Z as in zero.
I'm gonna check that out. Long Island City, right?
Yeah. Depending on where you at in Long Island City, that's the hood.
Well, where I stayed at the last time, it was shit. I don't know. It's like a bunch of businesses and everything, and I was two blocks from the subway, and I was four stops from 42nd Street or something. I wasn't that far from the city, so I was like really like, oh my god, this is really nice. This is really nice. I'm like, I was sick as hell anyway, but I was able to get to where I needed to get to, and it didn't take a whole lot of time. Versus when I stayed like in Jamaica, Jamaica Queens or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, when I had to go somewhere, it's like I have to, you know, walk a couple of blocks and get to where I was getting to, and I just be like, man. But it was in the summertime, so it really didn't matter. And I think the reason why I stayed there is because my photo shoot and my radio interviews was in Queens. So the very first time that I came, I drove there.
Oh, okay.
And everything, all my business was right there. So I was just like, this is where I always stay at. And then I only tell people where I stay at anyway, so it doesn't matter. Because I'm like, if you're going to come see me, you're going to come see me regardless. And then it's like, if you stay far out or you stay a couple of boroughs over, because I still don't understand how that borough shit works, then niggas is blessed to come fuck with you. Unless they really thirsty. Now, if they're really thirsty, it wouldn't matter unless you're going upstate, like Rochester, some shit like that, Syracuse. Then motherfucker might be like, nah, that's some pussy. I'm just going to have to bypass and wait to another time. I mean, shit. That's how I look at it. So I don't know. But I would really like to do something. I want to do something out of the norm for me, like, you know, going to the football game, and then if I could catch a basketball game, because I've never been to an NBA event before, that would be nice. I've never been to a professional sporting event, period. So, you know, if I could catch one of them games, but if not, I'm not really pressed about it for the simple fact that eventually I'll catch it. Like you said, if it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
Yeah, that's my motto.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what I'm going to do. So at the end of the day, I'm going to come up there, have a great mindset, meet my friends and stuff like that. And then, you know, people come where we come as long as they behave themselves, because I'm quick to punch you, like, you know what I'm saying, and they don't get out of pocket, then we good. Like, yes, you know what I'm saying? Go to the strip club, slap some ass as long as it's fresh. You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl, how you doing? You know, just have fun. Have some moments. Have some Instagram videos or something. You know, that's just, I just, I need some new footage for my website, you know. Just, like, having fun, like, basically. Nothing crazy or anything like that, but just having a great time. So, that's what my intent of this trip is, and, you know, just hanging out with some friends, and that's what the hell I'm going to do, and then have some stories.
Just tell me when you're here, where we going. I'm with it. I don't have nothing on my calendar.
Oh, trust me, I am. Like, trust me, I'm going to tell you exactly when I'm coming and where I'm going to be and everything. And what time you get off work?
3 in the morning.
Okay, and are you off the weekend, right?
Yeah, and that's only Monday through Friday. I'm off on the weekend.
Oh, okay, cool. So we good. We straight. Yeah, we was definitely straight. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
All right, Mom. I'm going to continue to listen in.
Okay, I'm great, though. This little slow down track on and ride it out.
All right, sexy. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye. See, where the hell is the damn... Is it, what the fuck is this damn mixtape at? See, this is the shit I be fucking up on. I always be forgetting where the hell I have shit. What is it? Slow down mix. Might as well. Wait, okay, here we go.
Work it up, let me off the wheeling. I'm woman's world, this woman's world. Ooh, it's hard on the man. Now his part is over. Monster of the sun. As I get closer to the stairways, all
Baby, I just wanna take it nice and and grin.
I love it when you got it.
You Italian, baby. You know you got it.
show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. What you wanna do? You wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do? You wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, let them tired up.
I want you to grab me so, so tell me, baby, like it, be it, all it, be it, tonight I'm in a romantic mood. Yeah. Let's take a shower. Shower together. I'll wash your body. You wash mine. Yeah.
Girl, are you ready? Don't be